Welcome to another edition of the Gold Nose Podcast. I am your host, Gregory McCoy. This podcast is by a fan for fans. I am not a journalist. I am not a reporter. I am not an insider. I do not work for a website. The majority of my content comes from me and my opinion. Other information comes from the internet. Today is September 17th, 2020. I got about five different segments here for this episode. I hope you enjoy it. Lead off segment for this episode. I don't know how some of the people that listen to this podcast have gotten my email address, but I get emails from people from time to time saying that they tell me what my podcast is supposed to be. That's pretty arrogant, if you ask me. Like I said in previous episodes, I didn't start doing this to be like a podcast sensation or a YouTube sensation. It's just a hobby, man. I love talking about sports, and some other issues have, you know, crept into the podcast that are like current events, and I've talked about those. But, you know, I'm not trying to, I mean, if it happens, it happens. But that wasn't my goal when I started doing this. So I talk about Florida State, the San Francisco 49ers, the Miami Heat, WWE, comics, Transformers, and pretty much anything else I want to talk about. So, I mean, I'm not trying to, you know, be a jerk or anything like that, but, you know, you shouldn't. I don't go, you know, I listen to other famous podcasters, but I don't sit here and try to tell them what to put on their show. I'm not famous by any stretch of the imagination, but I'm just saying, anybody in the world that has a podcast, and if I listen to them, I like what they're talking about. I'm not trying to tell them how to run their show, but I appreciate the criticism. But at the end of the day, you know, and I'm usually at work when I write out these episodes, I just write down five topics, two non-Florida State topics and three Florida State football topics. It has to be something like the basketball team has to make like the Sweet 16 or the Elite Eight or the Final Four for me to really talk basketball. I follow the basketball team, but it's not like the football team where I know basically every player on the team pretty much. So, you know, that's it. Again, I appreciate the criticism, but I'm going to basically talk about whatever I want. And that's it. So let me know what you think about that segment. And I really have four Florida State topics today. So the first one is, can you win or lose on the bye week? And Florida State is on the bye week this week. And I looked on the internet and seen some interviews with the coaching staff and stuff. And Coach Norvell said he basically has taken it back to like a camp, training camp type approach, working on fundamentals and all of that stuff. And I get that, because I'm pretty sure COVID-19 is taking away some of that time that you needed to work on fundamentals. But I mean, it's not just the players. There were some bad calls offensively and defensively. Special teams was A+ in that game, except for the I'll take away the plus for the missed field goal. But a solid A for special teams. I would give the defense a C+, and then I would give the offense a D. Because, I mean, just, you know, I just don't know the identity of this offense after one game. Like, I can look at Clemson and say, okay, they're a multiple offense. Okay, they can beat you throwing the ball. They can beat you running the ball. They can do it all. You know, I can look at an Army and say, okay, Army is going to bludgeon you with the running game. When I look at Florida State, I don't know what they're trying to accomplish. What do we do that? Are we a passing team? Are we a running team? Are we a multiple team? I don't know. Because, you know, I don't know what we do well. I know this. When you have a shaky offensive line, you have to run quick hitting running plays. You can't do anything that takes long to develop. You have to pass quickly and you have to run quickly. So, I don't know. I mean, the can you win or lose on the bye week? Yes, you can lose on the bye week. If you're not working on the things that you need to work on to win that next game. And this is a rivalry game coming up against Miami. I think these guys are going to lock in for Miami. I don't think you're going to go out there and, you know, lay an egg. I think you got everybody's attention for this game. So the question is, can the fundamentals be good? Can the coaching be good? That's the question. You know, the one touchdown drive was really because of Cam McDonald, and it was a really bad pass by James Blackman, and Cam McDonald did an acrobatic catch to reel that ball in. Then I like the motion, you know, fly, whatever you call it, to Helton to score. But those are the kind of plays that you need right there. I like that same motion with Webb, and you handed it off to him. That's a quick little play. Like, you know, you have to get the running back lined up maybe a couple yards behind the quarterback and just hand him the ball and let him do, you know, let him get to the line of scrimmage quickly and make a move, because they was making plays doing it that way. But when they tried the long developing plays, run plays, pass plays, you know, Georgia Tech was dominating. So I'm just saying, 3 years, three different offensive line coaches, you can't say it's bad coaching at this point. You have to really look at the talent that you have and say, we need better offensive line talent. So, you know, hopefully we can win on the bye week and get all this stuff corrected. And just come out with a monumental effort against Miami. That's what I'm hoping for, at least. So let me know what you think about that segment. Next segment. Travis J looked good on special teams. He needs a bigger role. Yeah, he played quarterback in high school. He's very athletic, as we can see. I mean, I'm pretty sure he's got a stronger arm than Jordan Travis. So why not? I would try to run a package with him. I mean, it can only help. Okay? It can only help. You know, he's ultra athletic. He looked very good on punts, punt returns, and kickoff returns. You got to get that guy on the field, man. And you got to get him on the field defensively, too. I'm just surprised. I thought he was going to be the free safety. Because he's just, you know, freakishly athletic. And why he didn't have a bigger role on offense or defense, I don't know. You're not utilizing your talent. So I just, you know, we've had a couple people transfer. I mean, I don't know if that's a product of not knowing your personnel, or, you know, I don't know what the deal is, but you got to know where to put your guys at. You got to know that. So I'm hoping in this Miami game coming up next Saturday, not this coming Saturday, but next Saturday, that Travis J will have a bigger role on this team. So let me know what you think about that segment. Joshua Kane, though, not done for the season. And he took a very cheap shot. And I was pissed off. When you see a man that's 6'7", 270 pounds crying, you know that this man has put in, you know, tons of work to play this year. And for that Georgia Tech tight end to take that cheap shot like that, he should have been ejected from the game. You can't just run across the formation and take somebody's knees out. And he only got a 15-yard penalty for that. But it sounds like he did nothing was damaged. He's on a what they call a day-to-day, you know, whatever evaluation. And I just hope that, you know, if he has to take the Miami game off, that we have somebody that can step up and play just as good as he can, because he's a good player. I mean, he was coming on last year and he got injured. So I just hope he can stay healthy the rest of the year and be an impact player for this team. So let me know what you think about that segment. Last segment for this episode, coaching needs to improve in all areas. Like I said, the special teams played well, but that missed field goal was really the difference in the game. If we would have hit that, it would have been tied, but I'm not going to say it was the difference in the game. Let me take that back, because the offense was anemic at best. Okay, the defense played a hell of a game. They were on the field the majority of the game. But all things considered, they played a pretty good game. Like I said, I would give them a C+, and the offense a D. Special teams, a solid A. It would be A+ if Grothouse hadn't missed the field goal. So like I said, you just need better coaching at this point. All the coaches need to reevaluate themselves and coach these guys up as hard as they can, man. Because, you know, we need this victory. You know, you can't go 0-2. You cannot go 0-2. You know, you lost the fan base. You lost a lot of the other fan base after this week one debacle. If you go down to Miami and lose, the calls for your job is going to get even louder. And I'm just saying, you just need to go out. To me, I'm going to always be a Florida State fan, but I'll say this. If you go down there and lay an egg, I'm going to be very mad. Okay, if you play a hard-fought game and the offense is clicking and the defense is clicking and special teams is clicking and you just lose, then you just got to tip your hat to Miami and say they was the better team. But if it's like Georgia Tech, I'm going to have a problem. You need the quick hitting running plays. Decisive quick passing plays. Nothing where James Blackman has to sit back there in the pocket and make long-term decisions. Because they know, make him hold on to the ball, he'll make a bad decision. Defenses know that. Their offensive line sucks, so all we got to do is hold coverage, and our defensive line will eventually get to him. That's the game plan. So how do you counteract that? Bubble screens. Fly sweeps. Slants. Outs. Dig routes. Just something to get 5 or 6 yards, move on to the next down. And that's what we need. Now, I know you can't dink and dunk the whole game, okay? I know you have to take a shot every once in a while so they don't squat on the short stuff. I know that. But still, you have to do what works best for you. And that's, you know, putting the quarterback in positions to succeed. So let me know what you think about that segment. That's going to conclude this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. It's available on YouTube. It's available on all podcast platforms. Please wear a mask. Please social distance. Please be aware of your surroundings. Please do your research on flu and respiratory viruses. Please do your research on vitamins. And as always, go Noles.